British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw, on a peace mission to India and Pakistan, said today that war is not inevitable between the two countries. This even as Indian and Pakistani soldiers fired mortars and machine guns at each other across the border. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says there's a key difference between this India-Pakistan standoff and the last time two nuclear powers stood on the brink of war.
Brinkmanship was a term coined by Democratic candidate Adlai Stevenson in the 1956 campaign to denounce the policy of President Eisenhower's Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, of willingness to march up to the edge of nuclear war with the Soviet Union. It has been interesting the past week to see Presidents Bush and Putin, the Brinksman's heirs, in warm embrace from Moscow to Rome, even as nuclear brinkmanship makes a return appearance in South Asia. In the Brinkman tradition, both sides talk in apocalyptic terms. Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee of the coming decisive battle, and Pakistani President Musharraf of responding with full might. Unlike the Soviet-American confrontation, India and Pakistan must calculate not only what the other will do when tested, but where the international community and especially the United States will come out. The Kissinger days of tilting towards Pakistan in the 1971 war with India are long over. India has been enjoying warming relations with the United States since the end of the Cold War, and apparently believes that the United States would support an Indian attack on militant training camps in Kashmir under the anti-terrorist rubric. Pakistan, which joined the anti-Taliban cause after September 11th, apparently believes that the hunt for al-Qaeda remnants in the Afghan border area gives it leverage over American policy. Some Pakistani troops may soon be shifted from the Afghan border area to the Indian front, and the assumption is that the Bush administration will not want to see any further diversion from its anti-terrorist campaign. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is traveling to the region to warn both sides against counting on American support. He also has a task of getting the Pakistani government to act more decisively against Islamic militants who are at the heart of the crisis. There remains the danger of miscalculation that is in the nature of brinkmanship. And this is brinkmanship with more millions of lives at stake than in any confrontation since Dulles talked of getting to the verge without getting into war. This is Daniel Shore.